This is Akashvani, the news, read by Subhadra Ramachandran. Prime Minister Narendra Modi will share his thoughts with the people of the country and abroad in the Mann Ki Baat program on Akashvani at 11 a.m. today. It will be the 119th episode of the monthly radio program. It will be broadcast on the entire network of Akashvani and Doordarshan, the AIR News website, and the News on AIR mobile app. The program will also be live streamed on the YouTube channels of AIR, News, DD News, PMO, and the Information and Broadcasting Ministry. Akashvani will broadcast the program in regional languages immediately after the Hindi broadcast. Prime Minister Narendra Modi is arriving in Madhya Pradesh today on a two-day visit. Mr. Modi will lay the foundation stone of the Institute of Medical and Science Research today. The Prime Minister will also inaugurate the Global Investors Summit 2025 in Bhopal tomorrow. More from our correspondent.
This hospital, to be built in an area of more than 10 hectares, has been targeted to be built in 36 months. The first phase of the hospital will have a facility of 100 beds, in which poor cancer patients will be treated free of cost through state-of-the-art machines and specialist doctors. The Prime Minister will also interact with all the MPs, MLAs and other office bearers of the state BJP in Bhopal in the evening. Sanjeev Sharma, Akashvani News, Bhopal.
Vice President Jagdeep Dhankar will be on a long tour to Jaipur, Rajasthan today. I beg your pardon, will be on a day-long tour to Jaipur, Rajasthan today. During the visit, Mr. Dhankar will preside as the chief guest at the 14th convocation ceremony of the Jaipur National University in Jaipur. In Telangana, rescue activities are underway in full swing to evacuate 8 stranded persons from the tunnel of the Sri Silam Left Bank Canal (SLBC). 8 persons were stranded inside the tunnel when a part of roof of the tunnel collapsed near Domalapenta in Nagar Kurnool district yesterday morning. State Irrigation Minister Uttam Kumar Reddy and Tourism Minister J. Krishna Rao is overseeing the rescue operations at the site. The ministers expressed hope that the stranded persons will be brought out safely today. The rescue teams from the disaster management and the Singareni coal collieries are already at the site and making all-out efforts to bring them to safety. Earlier, Prime Minister Narendra Modi called Telangana Chief Minister Revant Reddy over phone and inquired about the incident at SLBC tunnel. The Prime Minister assured the central government's full support to the state government. The first session of the 8th Assembly of Delhi will begin tomorrow. This session is proposed to be held for 3 days. Delhi Assembly in a notification stated that the newly elected members of the House will be sworn in on the first day of the session. The election of the Speaker of the Assembly will also take place on the same day. On the second day of the session, Delhi Lieutenant Governor Vinay Kumar Saxena will address the House and the CAG reports related to the work of the previous government will also be presented. Union Minister Dr. Jitendra Singh has urged the youth of Jammu and Kashmir to move beyond the Sarkari Naukri mindset and explore entrepreneurship, emphasizing the potential of startups in driving economic growth. Inaugurating the National Startup Festival at Government College for Women in Jammu yesterday, Dr. Singh highlighted the success of agriculture-based startups, particularly the Purple Revolution, which has enabled over 3,000 youth to earn lakhs through lavender cultivation. In a landmark initiative, the Indian Navy has handed over a decommissioned landing ship tank INS Guldar to the Maharashtra Tourism Development Corporation for the conversion into the country's first underwater museum, an artificial reef. Israel has delayed the release of 620 Palestinian prisoners, saying it will not proceed until the next hostage release is confirmed and without humiliating ceremonies by the Palestinian militant group Hamas. The decision came after Hamas staged public handovers of 6 Israeli hostages yesterday. In a statement, the Israeli government said the release would be delayed until the release of the next hostages is guaranteed and without the degrading ceremonies at handovers of Israeli captives in Gaza. In the ICC Men's Champions Trophy, India will take on arch-rival Pakistan in their Group A clash at the Dubai International Stadium this afternoon. The match is set to begin at 2:30 p.m. Indian time. And that is the end of this news.